so style. I'm searching for paradise. No vice yet, but it's awful nice here. Could let her go. Get into the habit where you never make a habit, never let her close. Mona Lisa hanging at the cemetery, don't think I could let her go. Get into the habit where you never make a habit, never let her close. I'm taking every effort to show you how I never put an effort. Oh yeah, I'm a natural at being unnatural. So lead me to my vices, and thank you very much for your advice. Now my baby's in the hospital, and I'm sitting here making music. Mona Lisa hanging at the cemetery, don't think I could let her go. You never make a habit, never let her go. Mona Lisa hanging at the cemetery, don't think I could let her go. Get into the habit where you never make a habit, never let her go.
And that was See Me on the Outside by Monica, which is Monica spelled with three M's at the very beginning. I am Luke, and you are listening to my show, Leagues Below the City Sky, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So thank you for tuning in. As always, we've got an excellent show tonight. Hopefully, music to raise your spirits as we get into one of the last weeks here at the college semester. I'm not quite sure exactly when my show is over, but I believe it is either next week or the week after, because I'm going to be off campus the week after next. So, or the week after. Anyway, you get the point. So, in the past, we've done themed shows, and although today doesn't have much of a theme, as you will soon hear in the very chaotic array of music that's ahead, it does have a unifying tie between all of these different songs, and that is that none of them I picked, except for that first one. It is a song, it is a show, rather, of requested music. And so See Me on the Outside, which is the song that just played, is the song that I requested for this show, but all of these come from other people. And it's occurring to me now that I didn't ask any of them if they were okay with me saying their name on air, but this next song comes from my friend Willie. It's by an artist called Alfie Templeman, and the song is called Happiness in Liquid Form. And I have been told that the singer, Alfie, is from Britain, and this song, no lie, is fully about tea, which is the most British thing I think that I've ever heard. Anyway, here it is. Stick around, we got a great show coming up, and yeah, a lot more of me talking about some awesome music that you're about to hear. This is Happiness in Liquid Form.
Thank you.
talking, I miss talking. I watch you making waves, cowabunga, I feel younger. Good times in the shade, I feel crazy, I can't think. Why am I still here when you threw me down the sink? Happiness is just wanna drown. I know I can be happiness in liquid form, but neither can you. So what should we do? That's been growing, girl, I'm not okay. I love you, never show it, and I'm not afraid of the future, what it's holding, girl, I'm not afraid. Let me shut my eyes, I'm zoning. Turn the radio down and lay you down too. I could be the one for you. Turn the radio down and lay you down too. I could be the one for you. I know we're not in love. Love is vivid, no, we're not in love. You fall right in it for a week, a month, or maybe just a minute or a lifetime. What's the difference, big bang or collision? Love is blind, we out of vision, no. Now we dare roses. We had a vision, no. Now we dare roses. I'm not okay with the distance that's been growing, girl, I'm not okay. I love you, never show it, and I'm not afraid of the future, what is holding, girl, I'm not afraid. Let me shut my eyes, I'm zoning. Turn the radio down and lay you down too. I could be the one for you. Turn the radio down and lay you down too. I could be the one for you. I know we're not in love. Love is vivid, no, we're not in love. You fall right in it for a week, a month, or maybe just a minute or a lifetime. What's the difference, big bang or collision? Love is blind, we out of vision, no. Now we dare roses. We had a vision, no. Now we dare roses.
Send them, these broken down, wilted, beat up, rotten. looking flowers.
You know, she actually called a florist and did the whole thing and had them sent. She must have had to send a dozen dead roses.
And that was Dead Roses by an artist called Black Bear. And we'll get to the next song in a second, but first I want to just... I think I'm going to do as good of a job as I can of shouting out all of the different people that requested all of this lovely music so far, which has all been excellent to listen to. And I think we've got a lot of great tracks coming up as well. But that song, Dead Roses, all one word, all lowercase as well, was requested to me by my friend Stephanie. And I guess when I say requested to... None of these people offered up songs for me, I should say. I will confess, I have... Every song on this show, I have messaged someone to say, "Hi, I'm doing a request show tonight. Can you please, I beg of you, give me a song to play on air?" Now, some... attentive listeners might say that that means I've run out of music to play on this show. I will provide no comment as to the answer of that problem. What I will say is I have tried to play something different every week and have it as within the same vibe as different music as I possibly could every week. But, we're on... We're getting to repeat zone, people. We really are. And I think I've definitely got one or two shows left in me, but I will say, glad in some regards that the end of this version of this show is coming, sometime soon. Because, boy, I'm running out of genre music. I really, and I know more exists. I do. It's just, I'm trying to play stuff that I genuinely like. And that I've listened to, you know, over and over and over again. And like some of my very favorite songs in the world. And I am happy, of course, to use today as an opportunity to share some of other people's very favorite songs in the world. Even though that's not what I asked for. So I feel like people probably just gave me whatever they're listening to right now. And that's also something to share. Anywho, here's a PSA. And it's about, you won't guess it. Actually, here is a part on the show that I just invented, which is called, "You Try and Guess the Topic of This PSA. I'll give you 3 minutes." No, I will not give you 3 minutes. That's way too long. I will give you 5 seconds. Bum 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 ba-da-dum bum 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 bum. If you guessed dried fruit, that is correct. If you are looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you, then you should try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber, so read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than eating a candy or another kind of processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So I hope you enjoyed that PSA about dried fruit. If you guessed it correctly, which I'm sure someone did, I'm actually not sure of that. If you guessed it correctly, then next time you see me, I will give you a high five. Just be like, "Hey, Luke." And I'll be like, "What?" And then I'll give you a high five. This is not funny, and it has gone on for way too long. So let's get back to some music that some awesome people gave me. Next, requested by my girlfriend Lily, is a song called "Call My Name" by the Unlikely Candidates. And after that, we've got even more music, so stick around.
Dark, far away from yours, a panic starts in a little box when you're at my door, and it's fine. Now I let it feel it screaming, it knows what you come for. Heart, what is it I hear? I'm moving towards the fear, and it wants to feel you call my name.
time. In cool paranoia, detail each crime. They kill me before ya. Your pale blue eyes trigger innocence, invite to euphoria. Then it thumps, and I'm out to hear it laughing. My heart will destroy us. Sheets and a phone that says goodbye. Love runs its course, a mark on a scoreboard. So I nailed my heart under the floorboard.
Now, whoa, I never meant to.
And that was Misery Business as covered by my friend Mia's favorite artist, Machine Gun Kelly. And so both of those last two songs, which was Misery Business by Machine Gun Kelly and Call My Name by The Unlikely Candidates, were the product of one big conversation that happened about lunch today, I would say, which I think I've got about two songs requested from every person that was part of that conversation. So whenever, like, you know, those come around, I'll just go, oh, here's a song that was part of that lunchtime. It'll be a whole thing. You'll know now. You'll get it. Anywho, but one of the things that happened in that conversation, which I'll entertain the idea of until someone tells me not to do this, but there are a lot of different covers of the song Misery Business, which I think was originally by Paramore. I hope. They've got the most prevalent cover, is what I'll say. But one of the things that was proposed in that conversation was, let's just do a show that's just as many covers of Misery Business as I possibly can throw in there. And, you know, how about this? If you know me in real life, shoot me a text, send me an email, page someone near me. I don't have a pager, but, like, you get the idea. Contact me somehow and let me know whether you think that's a good idea or whether that's a bad idea. My gut says a bad idea, but I'd also love to do a show like that sometime. I really would. I think it'd be funny. All right, let's keep the music going. So this is, next song is called Flagpole Sitta. It's by an artist called Harvey Danger, and it was another product of that conversation, but was specifically requested by my good friend Willie. And here it is.
Memories. you're having strange dreams. Are they good or bad or both? Got a head full blurry thoughts, babe. You living with the ghost. In a big house in the country, too much space and you feel trapped. Thoughts go bouncing off the walls. Got no one there to watch your back. Should we start loving? Give this a try. You got baggage, but so do I. You got baggage, but so do I. Let's give it a try.
B-A-G-G-A-G-E, get off my back, you're killing me. Get off my back, get off my back, get off my back. I'm breaking free, I'm breaking free. I'm breaking free, I'm breaking free.
This love is like a business, it could drive us both insane. Blind emotion leads to commotion, but part of me likes that game. Part of me wants the chaos, and part of me walks alone. What am I doing? Who am I fooling? What's a life spent on your own? Should we start loving? Give this a try. You got baggage, but so do I. You got baggage, but so do I. Let's give it a try.
B-A-G-G-A-G-E, get off my back.
And that was Baggage by Rare Americans, which, you know, I think probably the most interesting thing I have to say about that song is it was requested to me by my very good friend Lucas Wilbur, who is currently going to a different college, which is sad, but, you know, still answered the call today when I asked him for a song to put on the show tonight. He actually gave me two. We'll hear the other one a little bit later. But that was Baggage by the Rare Americans. And the second most interesting thing I have to say about that song is it just came out within, like, the last week or so. I think Lucas said it was put on Spotify maybe, like, today or yesterday. And looking it up, it seems like the lyrics were only uploaded online, you know, within the last 5 days or so. So that is fresh off the presses, hot off the presses, absolutely. And let's see, next up we've got another song, which is brought to me by another one of my good friends from high school, Kenny Liu, who's currently going to school down in Georgia. And it's a song called Sure Sure. No, sorry, it's a song called Funky Galileo, which is enough of a reason to listen to it, by a band called Sure Sure. So I hope you enjoy.
mass of incandescent gas, a giant nuclear furnace.
Around 4 days, this porch on which I pace, 'cause I need your mind, I need yours.
You stole my breath away, you swore to me you'd stay. I found something that I adore. Oh, how are we supposed to go on?
And that was Crazy Bird by Wild Child. That's fading out right now. And I'm just loving all of the music that I'm playing right now. But what I was going to say is I love songs that have whistling in the background. That song was requested by, once again, my friend Lucas, who requested Baggage earlier in the show. In the song Baggage, they spell out, you know, B-A-G... However baggage is spelled, B-A-G-G-A-G-E, I think. And he and I were talking, spelling out like a word in a song is something that he has found that he likes in music. And what I just realized is I really like songs that have whistling in the background. I did not realize that. It just sounds good. I just enjoy it. Anywho, we got a lot more music coming up. I won't talk too much right now because I'm realizing that I've been talking a little bit too much this show. But real quickly, I will do the weather here in Medford, MA, for the next couple days. We're going to have a chance of rain for the next 3 days, people. That makes me sad, a little bit bummed. I mean, sure, it'll water the earth and is generally good for, you know, the water cycle and life and stuff like that. But it means we don't get to see the sun for a while, and that's sad. So tomorrow should be a high of 59, humidity at 68%, and precipitation at 60%. Thursday, high of 55 with precipitation at an 80% chance, humidity at 79%. Oh boy. And on Friday, only a 50% chance of precipitation, so that's good, and a high of 60. This weekend, it'll get into the 60s, and the sun will come out a bit, so that is good. All right, and another product of that lunch conversation I had earlier today, where so many of these songs got requested, this is Hozier with Movement, requested by Lily. So here we go on that, as soon as I can figure out how to work the radio station. All right. Enjoy.
I still watch you when you're grooving, as if through water from the bottom of a pool. You're moving without moving, and when you move, I move. You are a call to motion. They're all of you a verb in perfect view, like Jonah on the ocean. When you move, I moved. When you move, I'm put to mind of all that I wanna be. When you move, I could never define all that you are to me. It's reasoning made lucid and cool. I know it's no improvement. When you move, I move. You're less ballooning, leaping, or Fred Astaire in sequence. Honey, you, you're Atlas and it's sleeping. And when you move, I move. When you move, I can recall something that's gone. When you move, honey, I'm putting on something so flawed and free. So move me, baby, shake like the bough of a willow tree. You do it naturally. Move me, baby. So move me, baby, like you've nothing left to prove, but nothing. Baby. Ooh.
And I don't think that song needs introduction. I hope that song doesn't need introduction. But of course, that is I'm a Believer by Smash Mouth, as requested by my friend Lauren. And I just want to say, I did not plan. So generally, before a show, I look through and I try and go with the outro of one song and the intro of another and make sure that like the vibes are roughly correct. Oh, you know, especially with the amount of last-minute requests I got tonight, I was not able to do that for the second half of this show. It is important to me that you all listening know that the transition between a Hozier song and Smash Mouth, that will bring me joy for the next week, and I hope it does the same to you. Because, Lord, there's nothing like hearing an ethereal Irishman sing. And then hearing the opening bars of a song that was in Shrek. Oh, it's beautiful. All right, I need to stop talking. I've talked way too much on this show. There's so much music left. There's nowhere near enough time to get to all of it. So here's what I'm going to say. If you've tuned in, and if your song hasn't been played yet, I'm going to try. I think I can get two more songs in. And boy, one of them has to be the song my father requested. Or my dad said, play Coldplay. And I was like, I got you. And so here is Paradise by Coldplay. If I'm not able to play your song today, tune in next week. I hope I only have two left next week, and I will play those two immediately. No matter what the show is. The other thing is, if next week is not my last show, I'd be more than happy to do another week of just requests. So get that in mind right now. But I do need to check that out because I've got a very specific idea in mind for my last show, and I have since my first show. So that's really cool. Anyway, here's Paradise by Coldplay. Hopefully we'll be able to do one song after this. But yeah, boy, I've been talking way, 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 way too much. Here it is. Thank you. Another song that should need no introduction, but that was Paradise by Coldplay, as requested by my dad. And so our last song tonight is going to be Pink Tiger by Fizz, as requested by my roommate Jack. But real quick, I just gotta one second. Give me just 1 second. All right. Well, thank you for listening to my show. It is now 9:55, so I am now within the legal time period where I should tell you that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So thank you for listening to 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio and to my show Leagues Below the City Sky and to me, Luke. Tune in next week for at least two more requested songs. There might be more. The suspense and the drama should keep you on the edge of your seat until, you know, 8:59 next week, and then hopefully the clock will strike 9, and then it'll be like, hey, at 8:59 specifically on Tuesday, I need to stop talking. That's been a theme of this show. I'm just gonna shut up. Here is Pink Tiger by Fizz. Catch you next week. Hope you enjoyed the day. Have a great week, people. All that great stuff. Here it is.
find myself running,
running from the snakes beneath.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.